Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show, where we take the pulse of Western Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital, hashtag shower pill. But here's why I believe that this, now, up and until the season starts, is the most crucial time of the year for the 2019 Huskers. Now, what are they even doing? All right, what happens now? Fans are thinking about baseball, they're thinking about barbecue, and I'm supporting Husker baseball as much as anyone. They're doing really good right now. Baseball, barbecue, 4th of July is coming up. Winter conditioning is over. People have interest in that. Spring ball is over. People have interest in that. The spring game, the fall's coming, but it's a ways away. Obviously, people have a lot of interest in those times of year. I feel like the fan interest tends to fade during this time of year. I don't blame you. I have a lot of interest in those other times as well. But as a former player, and maybe the way I looked at it when I played was a little backwards, but you got to keep in mind, these are student athletes. So winter conditioning and spring practice, the spring game, I knew as a player that it was always in preparation for the upcoming fall football season. But the academic year really doesn't end until May. So after the spring game is over. So I would always associate winter conditioning and I would always associate spring practice to spring game for whatever reason in my mind with the previous year. All right. And then after the spring game is over, you got finals. All the players, they're studying, they're wrapping up their classes, they got a heavy workload, finals are coming, then you usually get about a week or two off. I'd always go back home, chill with my parents, I'd hang out, I'd work out on my own, and then you come back, and you usually got about an 8-week summer conditioning period. Now, to me, when summer conditioning started, I'm always an intense guy, if you haven't noticed. I'm always an intense guy, but I would always take it to another level, because winter conditioning, you're trying to get as strong and as fast as you absolutely can, all right, in preparation for that upcoming football season next fall. But you don't necessarily have to be in tip-top conditioning shape simply because the next thing you have is spring practice. Spring practice is only about 3 days a week. You even get spring break off in the middle of spring practice now, which we didn't have back then. And so you don't have to be in tip-top conditioning shape. So the emphasis is speed and strength to the nth degree. And obviously, you want to be in shape too. And then spring practice, you're really... It's a thing even in of itself, even though you're really getting ready for the next fall. Every practice is so intense because you only got about 3 a week and you're really getting ready for the spring game. The spring game is a culmination of that. And then you got your finals and then the academic year ends. So for me, this is when my switch would flip and be taken to another level. This is when I would start officially looking forward to the fall football season. And another reason it was different to me is because the conditioning aspect, you're lifting just as much as you were in the winter, but now you're running and you're getting that conditioning because you're getting ready for camp. You're going to hit each other day in and day out. You're getting ready for the season, the long grind of the season. It's a lot of fun, but it's a mental, physical grind, practicing, doing football 6 days a week. To me, the summer conditioning, it's hot, it's humid. Everybody else is thinking about other stuff, but the next thing we have after summer conditioning, the bullets are real, so to speak, in a football sense, obviously. So to me, while fans are thinking about other things, and I am too, obviously, but there's so much going on right now from a football player standpoint. This is the most intense conditioning and training period they're going to have as far as everything. Speed, strength, and conditioning all wrapped into one, because the next thing they have is day in and day out, getting to knock people on their rear ends and whip their rear ends sideways and getting your butt sideways, and how are you gonna react? So to me, this is actually, even though it's under the radar, the most important time. Obviously, spring ball has its merit. Winter conditioning has its merit. But this is when I would always flip that switch and take it to another level, because the next thing you're gonna do is that fall football season. It gets a lot more intense, especially when it starts to get hot outside as well. Now, there's so much to talk about, all right? Don't forget, there's a lot to talk about. The NFL draft is coming up. Where's Stanley Morgan going to go? Where's Luke Gifford's going to join me on the show on Wednesday and talk about his training, talk about teams he's talking to, where his potential landing spots, Divine Ozigbo, is he going to get drafted? He should. It's a shame if he doesn't. There's so much to talk about. Also, I'll be keeping up with what the current Huskers are doing as far as summer conditioning and things of that nature all the way through the NFL draft. Don't go anywhere. A lot of fun. Oh, man, I enjoy this. Go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bones. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.